what has been confirmed to me is the shooting of two police officers by some assailant, others purporting it to be Fulanese or nomadic herdsmen. That portion is yet to be confirmed to me. I'm waiting on the commander who is transporting their body to a mouth in Kumasi. Currently, I'm also with the regional minister. I had already reported to him and he asked me to come.
When did this happen?
This will be around 5 a.m. this morning. We have a police post between our boundaries with Kumeu on our side at Secha Farm Place. And they come from Kumeu and man it every evening and they will go back in the morning. So they came for their normal duty post assignment in the evening and they had just finished work around 5 a.m. Then they will go back. On their way heading back to Kumeu, on the stretch between Drobonso and Kumeu, that is where it's been reported to me that they came across a road blockade that was not official. Some people had put some tree stumps in the road to block the road. So they stopped their patrol car to take those logs away. And that is when I'm being told that these assailants opened fire on them and two of them have passed away.
What is the security situation like at Secha Farm Plains?
Well, it gets dicey when these nomadic activities come around in the dry period of December and February, especially when cow leg operations are authorized in the Asante Achim North area. Because if you drive the cattle from those areas, because we share boundary with them and our place is the most likely destination, once those activities start in Agogo area, the natural destination for them is to drive themselves south of the border, which is to come into our area. And we've brought those issues to the Regional Security Council, have made requests for our own task force to help us fight this challenge.
Mr. Osu said the Ashanti Regional Security Council is deploying a combined team of police and military personnel to Secha Farm Plains.
We are meeting the security commanders, the IE, the regional police commander, and the military, and see what we can, in the interim, fashion out to provide protection for life and property for the people of Secha Farm Plains. But it's an issue that myself and my colleague DC at Kumeu, we are raising it through the regional minister this morning, that we have to look at this issue holistically, because we can't keep going on like this, and something has to be done. As a nation, I think we have to look at this holistically and figure out a way. My recommendation, if I'm asked, would be to sort of put in some kind of ranching system, so that if you want to go into animal husbandry, you acquire your land, you put your animals there, and whatever means you want to feed them, because it's fenced off. It will be your own issue and your own headache. But this free ranging that goes around and creates all these issues for us, I think we have to find a way to end this thing once and for all.
That was District Chief Executive for Farm Plains, Joseph Owusu, talking to Felix Kofi. Meanwhile, the Ashanti Regional Police Commander, COP Kenny Eboa, has assured the people of Asante Achimago and Secha Farm Plains of their safety. He said the police is on top of the issue and will protect lives and property. He added that the bodies of the two officers have been deposited at the morgue.